What's up, guys? Big Daddy Sitch is back in the building with my beautiful wife for another podcast, a brand new with Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence.
Yes, guys, welcome back. It is episode number 27, and we are so happy to be back with you all. We have been a little busy, but I think you guys will be really happy because we just got back.
From where?
What did we get back from, honey?
I don't know. What did we get back from, honey?
We just filmed a huge chunk of the new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I think you guys are going to like it.
Yeah.
I think you're going to like it.
It's definitely a wait and see, but I think everyone is going to be pleasantly surprised what we came up with during this season. Right.
Honestly, some days and nights I laughed so hard that my face hurt, like my cheeks hurt. And like that, it's been 2020 has been a hell of a year. Like that really hasn't happened this year.
It's been
other than that trip.
It's been a doozy of a year. It sure has. And it still continues to be a doozy.
Yeah. I feel like it was so needed for us to just unwind and like, you know, let go of like the stress and the craziness of this year.
Yep.
And like enjoy quality time with people you care about. And of course there was like, you know, the usual drama, but we had a really good time.
You know what, there was a little bit of drama, but then again with every family there's always going to be some drama.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And but I think most of this season is there's tons of laughs. And I thought going into the season, not much was going to happen because obviously we're all under this quarantine and things like that. But so much happened. So
yeah,
very
like
excited.
Like a lot, a yeah. lot, a lot, a lot. So you'll have a lot to look forward to. And we are back November 19th. So
yes.
It'll be here before you know it.
Exactly. November 19th, only on MTV. Don't forget to tune into the season premiere of season 4 of Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
Yes.
All right, honey. What else is happening, honey? We're still in the quarantines, correct?
I mean, we're still in the quarantine. Like, New Jersey is up and down, I want to say. Like, my family that works in, what is it called? The medical field. You know, they're saying it's, like, maintained at the hospitals. However, there's still people that, you know, have it.
Aren't the numbers going up, they said?
On the news, the numbers
yeah.
are going up.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of those reports where people are like, well, if you test more, the numbers
yeah, I
are
saw
gonna
that.
Go up.
Didn't
more.
The president
so,
say that?
Yeah.
He did say that, yeah.
I don't like getting into all of it.
Yeah, me
but
neither.
But we are still being safe. Like
yeah.
indoor dining has opened here
yep.
and we have not indoor dined once since it's opened.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, we'll just play it by ear, and I think it's everyone's personal choice
and
how they're feeling.
Speaking of indoor dining, what confuses me is every day I go to get my coffee in the morning. And I go in to get my coffee, and most recently, everyone's wearing a mask. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if indoor dining is allowed, why are people still wearing a mask just going into a coffee shop? I'm just asking for a friend. What is the reasoning for this?
Because if you're eating and drinking at a restaurant,
uh-huh.
sitting down
uh-huh.
at your table,
yeah.
the theory is that you should be 6 feet apart from other people. Like other tables, and that you're allowed to have no mask on. Listen.
All right,
I'm trying to just get
the logic because I thought that if indoor dining was allowed, that our numbers were low enough where you can start to go inside certain places without a mask, correct?
No, I think the mask is, well, you would think that, but I think the mask is good because you're interacting when you're in a restaurant, or not a restaurant, when you're in like Target or you're in a coffee shop or you're running mm-hmm. in and out, there's a million people. There's a lot of foot traffic in
uh-huh.
those places. There's a lot of people in and out for a quick minute. Do you need to be passing like, you know, that air with them?
Uh-huh.
No, wear your mask. Like,
okay,
it's fine.
No, I just need to
but
just
yeah,
know.
But yeah, does it make sense?
I need to know
no.
because I thought that if indoor dining was allowed, that you're allowed to go inside places without masks. That's what I'm trying to say because I went into a coffee shop the other day. And I was not wearing a mask. And everyone sort of like looked at me and I was like, oh, fuck. Is this the first time that – keep in mind this is the first time this has happened because I thought indoor dining was allowed.
Did anyone say anything to you?
No. I did catch a few looks and then I think they realized that it was me. And no one really said anything. But
you were probably in there for under a minute.
I was in there under a minute.
If you were in there any longer, you probably would have gotten tackled.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, if that was Target, I almost got tackled without a mask on because it was like on in my hand. Like, I forgot to put it on walking in.
Yeah.
And Target was about to eject me
manually. The people from the coffee shop were like, hey, what's up, Mike? How's everything? And yeah. They were very nice to me.
Well, that's
But I was only in there for a minute, though.
Yeah, you were really quick. I mean, listen, I'm still going to wear my mask.
I was in and out.
In public.
I just didn't
I think
know.
You should wear your mask.
I agree. I'm going to.
But I don't. If you're getting down to brass tacks, I don't think it's a law because I've read that. I don't know if I'm right or not, but I've read that like the governors from top down, you know, they're told wear a mask, wear a mask. The governors go to their states, say wear a mask, wear a mask. But at the end of the day, is it a law?
Well, I'm also saying.
I don't think so. I don't know.
And I'm not promoting no mask or two mask. I'm not promoting that. I'm just saying that because I'm in New Jersey and that indoor dining is allowed right now without a mask, I thought, okay, if indoor dining is allowed,
I can get a cup of coffee.
I can get a cup of coffee for a minute. And I did that. And it did feel a little weird. And I only did it once. I did it, you know, the other day. And it did feel a little weird because people turned around and like looked at me. And then I was just like, and I was ready to give the explanation, like, hey guys, like indoor dining is allowed in New Jersey. I was ready to give my explanation, but no one said anything to me. And well, the owners of the coffee shop were like, hey, what's up, Mike?
Yeah. Well, I think also it has to do with the establishment. So a lot of establishments have signs outside that it's mandatory. And I think if they're the owner of the establishment, like technically they can tell you, you know, yes or no, but I think you should be wearing your mask. So I'd wear them.
I understand that, honey. I'm just trying to just get it straight because if you can go to a restaurant and eat without a mask, I'm just trying to say what is the difference between me walking in a hair salon or me, you know, going to get a cup of coffee for a minute. I mean, still the same thing. I just
want to ask Murphy that one.
I just want to just get the logic, you know what I mean? I don't know
if there's logic behind it.
We've been in a pandemic for almost a whole year now. I'm just going to say that. And I saw online there's such a thing, and I think I have it. And it's called, I think it's either quarantine fatigue or pandemic fatigue. Have you seen that yet?
No.
Well, obviously, from me just stating those words, you know what it means.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
You're fucking exhausted.
Hey, pretty much. I'll be honest with you.
I'm exhausted.
I'm fatigued from this pandemic. I don't know about anybody else. I don't know about any of our listeners or subscribers. But like, I'm a bit fatigued, which means like I'm like, when is it gonna go back to, you know, normal? When are the numbers gonna be low enough where we don't have to wear masks? You know, is that gonna be ever? Is there ever gonna be a vaccine? Do we even need a vaccine? Because I also heard that there's vaccines coming, and that they may be coming out so quickly, and that's also another situation, so to speak. My wife's telling me to hurry up. She don't want to speak about
I just don't think this is a positive convo, so I think we should.
We usually do current events in the beginning of
this is current fine, events. But you're starting now. You brought up the V word.
The vaccinations? Yes,
and I think that's like practically bringing up the election. So I think we should just pass on the vaccine convo. I don't really know how I feel about the vaccines anyway.
Like, you know what? It didn't even happen. So I'm just really just stating the facts of like
it's not out
that
yet.
It's not even out yet. And that.
But I don't like people mandating things to me that aren't even existing in the world yet. You know, that's like what's happening.
No one's saying that anything's being mandated. Yeah. All I'm just saying is you're hearing that they're working on a vaccine.
And they should be, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying that it could be on the horizon. You may or may not even need it. There was also on the news a couple of weeks ago that the virus was weakening and that we weren't going to need anything anyway.
Yeah, guys, I think nobody knows anything.
Exactly.
I think that everyone's I guess you're right.
And that was
it's like when you're an adult and like when you're a kid and you think all the adults know the answers and you think like grown-ups like have the life figured out and they know the solution to every problem, and then you become an adult and you're like, I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah,
and I'm just gonna pretend and make the best decisions I can in every problem, and then you do the same thing the next day. Like that's
pretty much the thing.
That's what everyone's doing, no matter what job or like position they're in the world. Like they're just winging it.
Well, pretty much just like the theme of Jersey Shore Family Vacation season 4. The only certainty is uncertainty.
Expect the unexpected.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know that my husband and I are really into supplements, vitamins, anything that's going to like boost our health and wellness and just overall well-being. So if there's one mineral that you should be worried about not getting enough of, it is magnesium.
Oh my God, I knew you were going to say that.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a new one we added to our arsenal and I'm like really loving it. So magnesium is the body's master mineral. It is powerful for over 600 critical reactions, including detoxification, fat metabolism, energy, and even digestion is influenced by the presence of magnesium. There are two big problems here. Magnesium has been largely missing from the U.S. soil since the 50s, which explains why it's estimated that up to 80% of the population is deficient. Also, most supplements contain only one or two forms of magnesium, when in reality, there are at least seven that your body needs and benefits from. That's why we are really excited to tell you about a new magnesium product that we've been taking called Magnesium Breakthrough. It's the ultimate magnesium supplement, easily the best I've ever seen or experienced in this category. And it has all seven forms of this mineral. I'm even more excited because it is finally back in stock so we can share the good news with you. It's already sold out a few times in the past, and due to supply shortages with everything going on in the world, it could very well be sold out again soon. So I just want to share this quick information with you. Here's the Sitch podcast was able to arrange for some stock to set aside just for our audience. And I guarantee it is the best deal available on this product. With volume discounts combined with our custom 10% coupon code SITUATION10, you can save up to 40% off select packages of Magnesium Breakthrough. That is an amazing value. You will not find that deal on Amazon or even the company's own website. The deal is exclusively for podcast listeners, and it is legitimately for a limited time while supplies last. Say goodbye to having to buy seven different bottles of magnesium to get that complete dose. For the fastest possible shipping times, go to www.buyoptimizers.com/situation and use coupon code SITUATION10 to save up to 40% off on select packages to get the most full spectrum and effective magnesium product ever. That's www.buyoptimizers.com/situation and use code SITUATION10. I'm trying to get back on a good routine. Same. So we were away for a few weeks, which is a good amount of time. And that really can throw you out of your routine.
Yeah.
Especially when we've been home and quarantining and working so hard to have a healthy routine during 2020. So I really got thrown off. We were working very long hour days. We had a great time. I think we made an amazing show.
Yep.
But it definitely, you know, when we came back, we needed to recover. We needed to rest for a few days.
You need to get back to the basics. And it has it has taken a week
catch up on some sleep.
It has taken us a week or so to start to get back to that. Yeah.
It took longer than I expected.
I mean, we've only been home for about a little bit over a week anyway, honey.
It has been?
It's only been
a little bit over a week.
This is the first full week. Today's I think, a full week.
So I still need to get back in the gym, like on a healthy routine. I haven't worked out much since I got home. I've just been trying to get back on East Coast time because we were out there for so long that my circadian rhythm got used to the West Coast.
Well, you might have to ground yourself. You know,
I do. I might have to walk outdoors barefoot for a little bit.
Yeah.
So I need to get back into the routine. But the good news is it's fall.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to wear a bikini anytime soon.
Very true. It is bulking season right now. It is bulking season.
My favorite time of year.
I would have to say that last week, which was our first week back, I was able to get 5 days in the gym.
You did. Yeah, you did great.
Five days back in the gym, and I had eaten pretty good, I would say, 70% of the time. I've been cheating a little bit at nighttime with some snacks and things like that because it's our first week home. I kind of wanted to reward myself for working so hard and, getting a good season together. But now, because the holidays are coming, you have to prepare for that.
Yeah, the holidays are like a marathon, guys. Like we train for the holidays.
Yeah.
We train for holiday eating.
Yep.
And the gluttony that will go on because you don't want to be a gluttonous fool up until the holidays and yeah. then just and then bask you're gonna have in a, it.
Exactly.
Like, you can't even enjoy it. So, like, you kind of need to, like, or at least I've learned that if I'm fit, like, you know, in shape, healthy, like, I can have a big gluttonous day and not feel like, you know, it destroyed everything and I need to sleep for days. Like, the next day you wake up and you're fine because you're in shape and you're healthy.
Well, that's
and
kind
you
of,
can easily recover from a cheat day.
That's what I'm trying to do now. I'm trying to get ready for the holidays.
Well, I need to do that. So what is your best piece of advice for someone who maybe was on a work trip or was on a really big mm-hmm. vacation yeah. where they were away for weeks, yeah. got thrown off their really great routine, and now they're home and they're like, where do I start?
Well, that's exactly where I'm at right now. And for me, the best piece of advice would be what I'm doing now. And that's, I first and foremost put fitness first. You know what I mean? I got back to the gym once a day, and one day led to another day where I started to eat a little bit better. And then as long as I hit the gym 5 to 6 days a week, I was happy. I started to take more of my vitamins. I started to be healthier. I started to make better decisions. And I was like, oh my God, I can't wait till we have our podcast so I can explain that if you do get off your schedule, what do you do to get back on it?
But now when you say you went back to the gym, are you going back to the gym and like doing the workouts you did right before you left? Are you doing yeah. that? You're doing that intensity.
Pretty much. Yeah. I first went to the park first.
So you're not easing it in.
No, I was only.
But I thought you told me to ease in.
I said to ease in because you're famous for doing too much at first. But I've been working out for so long that even the two or three weeks that we were filming, I still was working out during filming.
You were going to the gym.
I was going very light.
Yeah.
And
you still went every day.
I still went every day during filming. Yeah, it just I just didn't get a good workout.
Yeah.
But now that I got home 3 weeks later, I went back to the park. I did my 500 push-ups and my 100 pull-ups and my jogging around for, an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then the next day I got back to going to the gym and just doing it body part by body part. And then eventually I was like, I felt so good, once I got back to the gym and I started to eat better and I started to not wanting to eat snacks and eat crap. I started to make better decisions and all the stuff that we speak during our podcast. It really comes from just, back to the basics, what we explained, Mm-hmm. my wife is saying yes because she said she needs some of that because she's taking a little bit longer getting back than I have. And to be honest, today I had a little bit of I had a work gig to do today, and I still was able to get an hour of fasted cardio in before I had to do this little special today for MTV, which was pretty good. My wife was laughing at me when I was reciting lines on the treadmill today.
Well, you do a good job. I think you're also very accustomed to traveling and working and having that schedule where
you have to make your own schedule.
Yeah, you're very good at doing that, where I'm a very person by in routine.
Yeah.
So if my routine is taken away from me.
Yeah, it takes a little bit to get back on.
Whew, it's rough
yeah.
for me to get back to normal once some of my routine is taken.
Yeah, I've been doing this for over 10 years now. And
I think also what people don't realize is when you're in this kind of industry, like, you don't have the same day every day. So it's really important to have a strong foundation of your own routine and what makes you feel comfortable in your schedule so that you have some kind of common things that you're doing every day. You know, if you get up at a certain time, if you shower, if you do this, if you get ready, all these things, even if you're not going into an office or filming something that day, it's still part of your routine and your structure. And it just like kind of keeps you sane and keeps you on the right path. I'm trying to fix it.
Cool. Well, also what I wanted to talk about today was listening to yourself and learning and actually learning to like tell yourself no when certain things happen in your life. And similar to your schedule or diet, and your brain is telling you, or the voices inside is saying, like, go cheat on your diet. You need to learn to tell yourself no.
Like when you want to go to Wendy's or something, and then your brain, someone tells you no.
Yeah.
You go anyway.
You need to learn to tell yourself. My wife is making fun of me because I did that last night. All right, guys. Now she just totally almost ruined what I was trying to talk about today, but that's fine. I'm a good sport. Point of this conversation was something a little bit more deeper than food. It's bad decisions. It could be drugs. It could be bad decisions with your family or with money or betting or even cheating. you have to listen to the voices inside of your head and learn to tell yourself no. Mm-hmm. Do you understand, or that doesn't work for women?
No, I think women are very good at that.
Really?
Saying no.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think this could be a new concept for people. It's sort of like in rehab, they teach you, called rewiring your thoughts.
Yeah.
So it's okay to tell yourself no, you know, and a lot of people, you know, sometimes they don't, their best thinking is not the best. You need to learn to sort of know what's right from wrong, I guess.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. So, and I'm trying to riff with you back and forth, honey, on what this means to you. And it could be as simple as you making sure that you work out 5 to 6 days a week. It could be as little as you staying on your diet and having one cheat day. But every single day, your brain says, go to Wendy's, like it did for me last night. You know, and to be honest with you guys, I'm trying to think
why
I went to Wendy's last night.
But wait, let's say who said no to the Wendy's.
Well, my wife said don't go to Wendy's because she's like, you have to be on camera tomorrow. And I said to myself, like, you know, I worked out my first week 5 days and I had a good week in the gym. And I was like, you know what? It sort of will average out. I'm getting back to the swing of things. I was hungry. I kind of like Wendy's. I went and my wife was telling me not to. But all right, I have to listen. Do as I say, not as I do. Okay?
No, that's wrong.
I'm joking. Anyway, but it has to do with everything that I'm saying. You're not riffing with me, which means you don't understand what I'm saying.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I can't give the examples you're thinking that are deeper examples.
What about shopping? What about shopping?
I say no to myself all the time with shopping.
And what happens if you have to pay the mortgage, but you want that bag? Guess what?
Yeah, I haven't bought a bag in like years.
Why is that? Because your goals are more important than some of your excuses.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. I mean, I say no to myself all the time. I really don't buy anything.
And what are those examples?
I only buy things for the house.
And what are some of those examples?
Oh, definitely shopping. Like, I love fashion. That's literally what I went to school for. That's what my career before all of this was. I love fashion. So, like, I still look at everything online. I still know every, like, current season, but everything that's out there.
I'm trying to explain to these listeners.
But then at the end of the day, I close my laptop.
I'm trying to explain to some of these listeners that they may have a hard time saying no to themselves.
Yeah.
And then wondering why, you know, that their life is a certain way because you're a product of your decisions. You need to learn to
be like a yes man to yourself.
You have to learn to say no to yourself. Whether it's
Be an enabler.
Enabler of yourself.
Yeah. That's like really bad behavior, I'd have to say.
Yeah.
If you're not giving yourself, what's the word though? It's when you're not giving yourself like
permission.
I can't think of the word, but yeah, it's not a good way to be at all.
Okay, what happens if you're what happens if you're driving and you're late for something and your mind says, all right, let's step on the gas and let's speed to get there?
No, that's not a good idea because then you might get in an accident.
Yeah, or you're gonna get a ticket.
Best case scenario, you get a ticket. You might hurt yourself. You might hurt somebody else. Like, you could destroy your life.
Okay.
By that accident.
What happens if you get into an argument with somebody and you want to tell them to go fuck themselves? Sometimes that may not be the best route.
Yeah, that's never.
You got to tell
best.
Yourself no. That's
never
not a good
the
idea.
Best route.
It's sort of similar to running the tape.
Running the tape and holding yourself, I think, accountable for realistic, like, decisions and like the right path of where you should be going. Because listen, if you're not able to say no to yourself, you're kind of not going to be able to say no, I think, in hard decisions or situations or in external relationships even, if you can't do it to yourself, right? If you can't be honest with yourself and say this is the wrong decision, then you're not going to be able to be honest in a relationship, in a friendship, in a familial relationship, in a co-working relationship, because you're so used to just appeasing your own self that you might start just appeasing that next person. You know what I mean? Because you don't know how to say no even to yourself. So maybe that's the deeper meaning we were getting to.
Well, like I said, it's similar to running the tape on a decision and knowing what's better. Yeah. You know what I mean? I just all the time you come to like a fork in the road with everything in your life between, you know, relationships and the way that you run your life and, you know, exercise. I mean, every single decision you need to learn to tell yourself no sometimes, because a lot of the times they even say, that sometimes you have like an angel and a devil on your shoulder. And what happens if some people are listening too much to sort of that darker side in themselves and they don't know why their life is a certain way? That's what I'm trying to get at.
I know, but this is like, I feel like this is very elementary of advice though. Like, it's part of the basics. It needs to be said.
I do agree with you, but a lot of people probably don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? Running the tape is a little bit more another way of saying it, like almost like a risk assessment tool for decisions. But also you need to understand that sometimes your thoughts, that you can't necessarily follow through with those thoughts. They're not necessarily the best course of action.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. All right, guys. This episode of Here's the Sitch podcast is sponsored by Himalaya Botanique Toothpaste. Sometimes using natural toothpaste can feel like a trade-off. Sure, it's great and amazing to ditch the SLS and artificial flavors, but brushing with a natural toothpaste can feel a little flat and bland, leaving your mouth with an unclean feeling. I've tried so many toothpastes that either taste like baking soda or I just feel like they're not really working. However, once I found Himalaya, their toothpaste that is also free from fluoride, SLS, and artificial colors and flavors, but they're unlike any other similar toothpaste. They don't compromise on the flavor or performance. Himalaya toothpaste is always bursting with foam and flavor. As you guys may notice, my husband and I are always trying to keep really healthy products in our household, and we just recently made the switch to these really healthy, fluoride-free, SLS-free, and artificial flavors and coloring free toothpaste, because I didn't even realize that those former ones are pretty dangerous ingredients and toxic ingredients that you just don't need to be putting in your mouth every day. So make the switch to Himalaya. I promise you, you are going to love it and you're going to feel so good every day when you're just doing the right thing for your body and for your own hygiene. If you're interested in trying it for yourself, Himalaya is giving the first 250 Here's the Sitch listeners a free gift set with travel size toothpaste. All you have to do is head to HimalayaUSA.com/thesitch for your free gift. They're covering the shipping too, so don't miss out. That's HimalayaUSA.com/thesitch.
Do you think that there's an angel sort of voice on your side and sort of a darker side?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think that I guess everybody must have that to some extent. I think that this is a topic that I happen to do very well at. I think that...
And that's the reason why you're contributing?
Yeah, today? And that's why I'm like hitting a dead end type thing or can't really grasp upon examples or advice, because... For some reason, that's something that came easier to me in a growth lesson for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I never really listened to the devil on my shoulder.
Good.
Like, when I was a younger, like, teenager, maybe, like, 19, 18, you know what I mean?
But
like,
do you agree there's a darker side?
Yeah, but I think everyone has maybe those thoughts, but I think the earlier or the more you tune that out...
Very true.
It literally disappears. Like, I feel like I don't have those thoughts.
Very, very true, but you need to teach yourself how to do it, though.
You do.
Don't teach yourself how to do it, you'll let that darker sort of voice... Yes. Control.
And I'll be honest with you, at the age I'm at now and how rooted in faith I am, mm-hmm. and so many different things, I don't really hear the negative, like that evil behavior or that. I don't hear that. I don't. So like, it's hard for me to grasp.
You don't think it exists?
I think it exists in everybody, but at what extent? I think there's probably a scale of like 0 to 100, and maybe mine's at like a 5-8%.
Well, maybe
some people's are at like an 80.
Well, because you've trained yourself over years and years of certain positive behaviors.
Yes, exactly.
Well, what about the listeners out there that have no idea what we're talking about?
Well, I feel like you could probably give better advice on that, because I think that the only way that you train yourself on that is like looking in the mirror and holding yourself accountable for the decisions you made.
Facts.
Because your life, wherever you are in your life, is a reflection on all the decisions you made.
Yep.
Not anyone else made. Not what your teacher did.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Not what your boss did.
Yep.
Not what your parents did. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone wants to play the blame game, but like, your life and where you are right now is a result of every choice you've made up until this point.
Facts.
So you could start there. You know what I mean? And then if you don't like anything, you just have to be able to have some self-control. I think that's the word I was looking for before, like self-control. If you need to start telling yourself no, whether it's in spending,
I do like that.
Whether it's in drinking, whether it's in drugging, whether partying, it's in dating.
Yeah, dating.
Negative relationships, they could be friendships or family members. Like, you need to have some self-control to create boundaries, to say no to people.
Yeah, I mean, say no. What about those single people out there that are in, you know, maybe on a first date? And they get into a, you know, a one night stand, and the brain, you know, you're in a sort of a intimate, you know, communication, or what do you want to say, in sort of intimate relations, I would say, and your brain says protection or no protection real quick, and then you're like, fuck it.
Oh my god, see,
fuck it, no protection.
This is so far removed from like my life that it's hard for me to wrap my brain around it.
But it happens.
But wow.
But out of it nowhere, it happens, and then you know if someone says, no protection. Ugh. I like.
Well, you're probably drunk or high or both.
Well then,
and then making a bad decision,
and then next thing you know it. You could be pregnant, or you have herpes in another couple of weeks, or you know what? You know what? I'm not going to go that serious. You got the clap. You know, it happens, and all because of, you know, you didn't listen to the proper voice in your head.
Yeah,
and obviously you didn't run the tape as well.
Yeah, and listen, that just comes down to a lot of self-reflection, I think.
Self-reflection,
like, in order to
in that moment.
No.
In that heated moment.
No, in order to be able to be in that position, okay, you're single. You're going to go on dates. You might have a one-night stand. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. But in order for you to make that quick decision on the fly and say, I'm going to be safe with this, that you have to be practicing accountability, being able to say no to yourself, like in that moment where you're going to say, I'm going to be safe and protect my future and my life. Even though I'm in the moment.
Well, I guess it's also comes down to also priorities too. You know what I mean? If it is a one night stand, right? And then there are people that are probably listening to this that are, you know, probably in their 20s. Maybe they're single. Maybe they're dating. Maybe they're on Tinder. They probably run into things like this all the time. But you need to sort of, you know, run the tape on that decision. If this is a one night stand, or if this is just a first date. Obviously, I don't see there's anything wrong with those type of relations. It happens, you know.
Yeah.
But you got to think in your brain, like, you know, you don't know this person.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, you could get pregnant and have a kid and you just met this person for one day. And number three, this person could have the clap and now you do too.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
This comes down to listening to the right voice in your head.
And your future self will thank you for saying no in that moment. Or at least being safe and wearing protection. That's what I mean. Saying no to your brain of like, I'm going to be safe.
This is just an example of listening to the proper, voice in your head. Because obviously the little devil on your shoulder is saying like, fuck it, let's do it.
That's why I think like it was harder for me to connect with this topic. Because you're in recovery for 5 years. So you have more of a...
Experience doing negative bad things.
You have more life experience of listening to the bad side.
Yes.
And then seeing the other side.
Yes.
And listening to the good side and seeing how much life and God and yourself can reward you.
Yes.
By listening to the better half of yourself.
But that's the moral.
But I've been listening to the better half of myself.
That's the moral of what we're talking about. That sometimes you're going to have sort of a positive voice or a positive maybe thought in your brain. And sometimes you're going to have a negative one. You're going to need to learn to rewire your thought process by saying no to yourself. Like my wife said, also that's called being accountable.
Yeah.
Being self-aware.
A long time ago when I read stuff about like not being negative and like self-improvement type stuff like years ago. And they would say like anytime you get a negative thought in your brain you know, something bad, which would be the bad side or like the devil side voice.
Yep.
You don't absorb it. You just like see it. Like you see it like as if a car is driving by in the street and you're like, hi, I see you, but bye. Like you're leaving.
Yeah.
Like you wave it out of your brain.
1,000%.
Like because you can't ignore it because it's there.
Yeah.
You can't just pretend it's not there and sweep it under the rug.
No, it's still.
That's how it grows.
It still happens to me to this day.
But you have to say like, I hear you, I see it, but I'm not interested. Goodbye.
Yeah. No.
And like you have to be able to make that mental statement to dismiss it out of your brain. And the more you do that, it doesn't all of a sudden, it's not magic where all of a sudden it doesn't happen anymore. But your brain like literally rewires and retrains yourself so that anytime that negative voice or those bad ideas or that bad reaction instead of having a positive one comes up, you're like, yeah, that's an idea, but that's not the right one. Bye. And you just like flick it out of your brain.
Yep. Well, that's a very new concept for, I'm sure, the listeners and subscribers that are
listening right now. And that's an everyday practice thing you need to do.
And the more that you say no to yourself, the more that you rewire your brain to more positive thoughts. Because as a man, being in 5 years recovery, I still get negative thoughts, you know, here and there. Like the other day, other day I saw, you know, I was at a family function, I think it was yesterday, and I saw someone drinking a beer. And I was just like, my brain immediately didn't say that I want a beer, but I'm like, why is this person drinking a beer right now? It's in the daytime, like, you know, and then I kind of pictured myself like, would I ever want one? And to be honest, I'm sober. I said immediately no. Then I went outside and I saw a cigarette butt, and I used to smoke cigarettes, you know, for many years. And my brain went to like, oh, what would it be like if you smoked another cigarette again? That's what my brain went to. I'm like, no, fuck that. Like, my life is so much better being clean and sober. And even cigarettes are totally different, but it's just a more healthy way of life. But those thoughts once in a while come in. I'm not Superman. I'm not perfect. They still happen to me once in a while, but I've learned to say no to some of those negative thoughts.
Yeah.
And that's really what this conversation is about.
Yeah, it's an everyday thing. It's not. And then even once you do it for years and years, that voice will still exist. But like I said, on that scale from 0 to 100, it might be in the single digits.
Yeah.
Like it might be below 10. Like I really feel like mine is pretty low. Like
yours is very low.
When you're talking about like really bad decisions, like really bad things, like it's so low, like I don't think it's not even happening in most of my decision-making things.
No,
but it's because of the work that I have put in.
Yes,
in myself. The only thing that I
can think of was most recently, me and my wife came home from filming, and we worked hard. And obviously, you know, she's like, "I'm now getting that bag that I wanted." So then I was like. And then I was like, you know what? Like, honey, how much is that bag? And she let me know. And I'm like, you know what? All that hard work that you've done, okay, let's like weigh the positive and negatives. And to be honest with you guys, we'll probably be able to get that bag. But if we didn't work for a couple weeks, then we probably wouldn't have gotten it.
No, it's not that. It's not that crazy. I mean, it's not a Birkin. Let's not go crazy, okay? But no, I don't buy things like that anymore.
No.
I have a lot of them because I worked in fashion forever. But I always got half off everything. So I have a lot in my closet. So I luckily don't need – no one really needs it, but I haven't needed or wanted to really buy anything that expensive. But I had my eye on something recently, and – I've been working all year, but then also we just, you know, worked our biggest project. We were both working 16, 17, sometimes 18-hour days for 2 weeks straight.
I think they were 15 hours, guys.
Okay, they were 15 to 16 hours every day.
Okay.
And I'm not used to that. And when you're 15 to 16 hours on camera, it's a lot. It's a lot.
No, it definitely
I love it. It's not complaining at all, but it is hard work. It's hard work. By no means is it not hard work.
Facts. But I'm just saying your thought process.
Yes, I wanted reward.
Fine. Thanks for letting me speak.
Sorry.
See, my wife's having a little
hissy fit. No, because I just wanted to tell my part of the story.
Your reward system immediately went to, I want that bag. When you were done with all that hard work, it went for that.
Because I was burnt down. I was beat down to like a pulp, I felt like.
Yeah.
Like I had nothing left. I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to look at this bag for another year. I think I'm going to get it for Christmas.
Well, I'm sure some of the listeners here have a certain reward system where they want something maybe. And I'm not saying a bag is negative, but they just want something. Some people, you know, everyone's wants and needs are different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's just what I'm coming down to. But that's.
But we always look at it too. Like, honestly, I'm pretty good with it though, because I'll tell my husband how much something is that I want. And then he'll be like, all right, well, would you rather put that in like your IRA?
Yep.
Would you rather put that in your investment?
Yeah.
Would you rather put that in the house? Like, yeah. What would you rather do? And then usually most of the time I'm like, you're right. And then I don't get it.
Well, because
we have an honest conversation.
I have made a lot of money in my lifetime and I've also made tons of mistakes.
Yeah.
And now I've learned that if you want to buy something, it's smart to sort of buy an asset to that's going to be able to pay for it.
Yeah.
Whether, you know, maybe you invest in real estate or maybe you put your money somewhere else. So that's what I have learned. If you want to buy a car, maybe you should buy a house first that pays for the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's for another conversation.
Yeah.
But honey, can you give them the number of the podcast in case they want to call in and be a part of Here's the Sitch podcast with Mike and Lawrence?
Yeah. So call in, talk to us. We love hearing from you guys. The number is 732-898-0414, 732-898-0414. And you guys can call in about anything. If you want to talk about how you guys get back on track from a vacation or a work trip when you're kind of thrown off your schedule, I could use anyone's advice right now because I'm working on getting back into a schedule and healthy routine. And then also maybe about your reward system or whatever you thought about today's episode. We love hearing your feedback and we love giving you guys whatever you are looking for and topics you want us to expand on. So definitely call that number and let us know what you think.
This is Leah from Pennsylvania. I am totally inspired by your sobriety and the way you and how you've come so far. I myself also have 7 years clean, and I just follow your recovery story, and you're just so positive and upbeat, and when I'm having a crappy day, I just come and listen to some of your stories, and it just definitely gets me through the shitty part of my day, and it helps me more than, you know, anything that I really could have thought of.
Oh my God, that is so awesome. She has 7 years clean and sober. That is so awesome. I'm actually celebrating, and I'm not going to celebrate it until December, but I'm celebrating 5 years clean and sober in December. I'm looking to try to throw a party and do it really big because that's something to celebrate, right, honeys?
Yes, of course.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. My name is Kelly. I'm from New York. I just want to say, you know, thank you so much for your podcast. Because before I started listening to it, I was listening to some other types of inspirational podcasts, but maybe it's because of my history and watching the Jersey Shore and everything that I decided to listen to this one, and I just love it. I love it. It's inspired me to create boundaries in my life, get a personal trainer, choosing to be positive every single day, which me and my boyfriend try and do. And you guys have provided some really interesting perspectives, too. I mean, I grew up in a family that suffered tremendously with addiction, and we just moved to the West Coast to kind of get away from that and start over and live our best lives. So I just wanted to say thank you, and I love the podcast. And, yeah, thanks. Bye.
Oh, my God, that was so cool, right, honeys?
Yes, that was Kelly from New York. Well, now she's from the West Coast, so that was great.
That's cool. New places, new things right there, right?
Yes,
that's what they key. That's what they tell you. Get away from familiar people, places, and things, and that also could help. And keep up the good work and continue to be your best self, and obviously you will live your best life.
Hey, Mike and Lawrence, it's Izzy from San Antonio, Texas. I'm super, super grateful for you guys' podcast and YouTube channel. Just the positivity is truly needed right now, and I'm just so thankful for that. Recently, I've made a little bit of a change in my life where I'm just really staying away from negativity at all costs. You know, family members that, like, maybe were never truly supportive, or, you know, coworkers that are very negative, friends that just want to party, things like that, that I really didn't have any business surrounding myself with in the first place. And right now, as you guys know, there's a huge spot in the world for social justice and inequality, and everything's just really being brought to light at all times. And I wanted to get you guys' opinion on something. Just how do you guys personally avoid those tricky conversations that may, you know, jump into an argument, whether that's like politics or, you know, just different debates about things in life, like GMOs and things like that? you know, you want to be woke and you want to try to share your knowledge, especially with your health, with other people. But at what point do you just kind of say, like, you know what? I don't have the energy to argue, and it's not worth my positivity. That's something that I've been kind of struggling with lately. But I love you guys' show. I love you guys' relationship. You guys have been such an inspiration to me, even all the way down here in Texas. Please go ahead and let me know what you thought. Thanks.
That was a good one, right, honey?
Yeah, that was Izzy from Texas. So thank you for calling in. And I think that... I think that was a really interesting question.
We stay away from politics. It's so heated right now. And if anybody ever really asks us about it, you know, we keep sort of our opinion to ourselves. Because to be honest with you, people get so crazy right now when it comes to politics. We just, you know, keep it within the family right now.
Yeah, and I think
there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. We don't get into it with, and we just live our lives like that. Yeah. Like, even personally, yep. Like, even off camera, like in real life, like we don't get into it with people. You know what I mean? Like
a lot of subjects were like that.
But I wish that, and the big reason why we don't do that is I think because the current environment of the world is so like my way or the highway. And I think that everyone kind of needs to go back to remembering and understanding that, you know, diversity is like what makes the world go round.
Yeah.
True. So like I have friends that differ in opinion with me on many different subjects.
Yep.
But like that's the joy of like me not being friends with the same person that's me. You know what I mean? Yep. Like even family members, I have differing opinions on different things about. And that's like the beauty of being in this world. Like everyone's different. Everyone's allowed to have their point of view.
Yeah.
And I think even if I don't agree with you,
yeah,
as long as you don't change your thoughts on me and you still respect me as a human, because I'm allowed to have my own beliefs,
yep,
and my own thoughts. Like that's like the reason why I don't share my input is because no matter what, you're wrong to so many people. Or like on one side or the other. And I don't view it that way. I respect people that differ in opinion from me. And I would expect the same respect back. But for some reason, our current culture doesn't do that.
You know, I also think the more people you deal with, the more messy that your life can be as well, too. So,
yeah. And then like the same with like that's politics. But then I think also the same with like the GMO comment you made and like things about, you know, bettering yourself for health. And wanting to share that kind of information. I think there's nothing wrong with sharing that education in, with people and health reasons and like to be healthy and safe for your future and your own self. But you have to just come of it from more of an education perspective and not like a preaching perspective. Like I was having a deep conversation with my sister yesterday and she's like really getting into all this stuff about the BPA content and all these plastics. And she was getting so overwhelmed and like, I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. And how do I change this? And, you know, thinking about all these horrible things in the plastic and what we consume that's in it. And I said, listen, you do the best that you can.
Yep.
All you do, the best part about what you're doing now is educating yourself. So now when you go to the store, when you have daily behaviors, you make little changes where you can. And over time, those changes will add up.
Yep.
But you can't, you know, dismantle your life because of a change, and nor should you expect anyone else to. So I think that just having the education is key with that.
Yeah, that's the same thing with the artificial flavoring that me and you go around and look at now with certain drinks that causes cancer. And you would be surprised with all the health supplements out there that have artificial flavoring and you don't even know.
Coloring.
Yeah, you'll look at a supplement that you've taken for years that you've had no idea. My wife pointed it out to me. She's like, do you know this red number 40 right here causes cancer? And I'm like, oh my God. And then we ended up looking into it and they're going to take it off the market soon, but it's been on the market for years now.
Well, it's not in Europe anymore. They're not allowed. And then California has a law where you're not allowed to sell it without a warning on it, those products.
So it should
be on the list. Everyone should know.
Yeah,
about
this
it.
Is a totally different, another conversation for
another
time. Yeah, go down the rabbit hole. But a lot of those vitamin supplements that you get at vitamin stores, they have these, what is it, honey? Is it artificial?
It's coloring. Artificial coloring. It's like for no reason. It's just literally for the color of it.
Exactly.
It's like, and you know what that means? It's just an antiquated formula. Yep. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it needs to be current, needs to change with the times. We're so much more educated. We know better now.
And you're
so
like, why is it in there? You're like, why is it in there?
Exactly.
And even some of the supplements that I even have to this day, guys, I look at it and I'm like, who cares if this particular vitamin is red or not, you know?
Yeah, he's like, why is there coloring in this one? This is a capsule.
Yeah.
And then he throws it out.
Exactly. So now you just have to be woke and be as educated and do the best you can and move forward one day at a time. That's all you can do. Do the best you can and move forward.
Yes. Should we do one more caller?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Hey, Mike and Lauren. This is Sylvie from Colorado. And I just had to chime in on the leaf blower. I just absolutely love mine. I have an electric one and actually have an old fashioned one that you have to plug in with an extension cord. And I'm begging my husband, please, for our anniversary coming up, please get me a cordless one. That's how much I love this thing. It's like my favorite toy. I use it all over the driveway and in the front of the house and especially the garage. So just had to put my 2 cents in on that one. And also, if you guys do not have your garage floor treated with some type of epoxy covering, you can do it yourself or have someone do it. I highly recommend it because after you're done blowing the leaves, then you just take like a damp mop and just wipe it down and you've got a clean garage in like 5 minutes. It is so fabulous. So one more thing I have to tell you guys is that I've been sober a really, really long time and my favorite expression, my favorite saying of all times is, God moves mountains, but you gotta bring a shovel.
Ooh, nice. I really like that caller. And to be honest with you, she really brought me back to my feels with the leaf blower because my wife just told me yesterday when we pulled in the driveway that I was not doing my job, guys. So,
The house is looking full of leaves outside.
Yes, yes. It is fall.
'Tis the season.
It is fall right now,
The leaves are coming down. The leaves are changing. And someone has not been out there with the blower in a few weeks.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to have to get out there tomorrow, guys.
But thank you, Sylvie, for calling from Ohio. We love that call. And congratulations on your sobriety. And guys, I'm going to give you guys that Here's the Sitch podcast hotline one more time. So if you want to call in, if you have any info for us or anything you want to add into any of these topics, give us a call at 732-898-0414.
Well, guys, we're not going to finish this one without another quote. And the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is. So if you can't find someone that is kind, be one.
I love that. All right, guys, stay safe, stay healthy. We will see you or hear from you next week.